Hello, I'm Larry Warren. Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. Thank you so much for joining us today. In the world, we can see there's a lot of trouble in many places. But Jesus told us in John 16:33 to take courage and be confident. Why? Because he's overcome this world and deprived it of the power to hurt us. Today, Kenneth and Gloria Copeland have a special message they want to share with you. It's about living the fear-free life Jesus made available to you. Now, let's join Brother Copeland as we study God's Word today. Learn that following God's commandments is the key to living a fearless life.
Let's go back and look at the book of Joshua, chapter 1. I want us to read verse 9 there. Joshua, chapter 1, verse 9. God is speaking to Joshua. After the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, came to pass, the Lord spoke unto Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' minister, saying, Moses, my servant, is dead, and so forth and so on. And then he told him in the 8th verse, this book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth, but you shall meditate therein day and night, and you that you may observe to do all according to that's written therein. And then you shall make your way prosperous, and then you shall have good success. Have I not commanded thee? Underline that. Have I not commanded thee? Be strong and of a good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed. Now here's the key issue. For the Lord thy God is with thee wheresoever you go. Hallelujah. The Lord thy God is with thee. That's where all the difference is made. See, God is saying, I commanded you to be strong. I've commanded you to be not afraid. I have commanded you. But now he said two things. He said, I'm going with you wherever you go. But now, just a minute. Wait a minute. How's God going to go with him? You ever think about that? John chapter 1, verse 1. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word was God, and not anything that was made without him, God, the Word. Meditate in my word day and night. Isaiah put it this way. Whoever keeps his mind stayed on God. Hallelujah. You can't do that without the word. That's the way you do it. You could get you a little cross and set it up on the mantle and just stare at the thing. But now you know what will happen if you do that? It'll put you over into a natural state that will eventually bring you directly into witchcraft. That's right. Trying to contact God in this natural flesh does it all the time. My brethren, the American Indians, Native Americans, there are people with a heart for God. Sitting Bull called God the forever spirit. Glory to God. Amen. And a people with a heart for God, but had no idea how to contact him. But they're learning now. There's a mighty move of God sweeping the reservations of this nation, praise God, and in Canada, praise the Lord, all over the place, because of the book. Say it out loud, the book.
The book.
Now this is just as much a manifestation of God as the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
That's right.
Yes. That's right. Oh, amen. God said, you meditate in my word, and I'm there. And I'll never leave you, and I'll never forsake you. If you're looking for him out here, what happens when you get messed up a little. And, well, let me just explain to you what happens. You'd be the one that comes out, "Oh, Brother Copeland, I just don't feel God. I just don't feel His presence. Something must have happened between God and me. I just don't feel like He's here. I just say..." There are church congregations, when you walk in the door and everybody starts singing, they say, "Oh, don't we feel God?" What difference does that make? How would you like it every time you walked into church, everybody in there tried to feel you? Huh? Wouldn't that get old? This is a crude illustration, but it absolutely spells out plainly what I'm talking about. What if you went into a congregation of people that had no eyesight? They could not physically see you. That's not out of reason, is it? Where you have a church for the blind. Maybe it'd be a chapel at a school for the blind. That's reasonable. But now you walk in there and they won't know who came in. That's not the way to find out. The way is to talk to the man.
That's it.
You hear people that say, "Oh, I had a vision and I saw Jesus." You know what 8 out of 10 of them will say? "What do you look like?"
Yeah. But we all want to see it.
But there will be one or two of them say, "What did He say to you?"
That's what it's about.
That's what it's all about. Yeah. What did He say? Because His truth will make you free.
Glory.
You know the truth and it'll make you free. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Now, He said, "You meditate in My word day and night. Don't let it depart from your mouth." Keep the word in your mouth. As you keep the word in your mouth, the word of God's coming out of your mouth. It's going into your ears, back into your spirit, and then back out your mouth again. Now, that is simple, but that's the process. That's the way it works. Now then, let's go to Deuteronomy 31. That's just next door to the left. Deuteronomy 31. Now, remember, this was God ministering to Joshua just before they went over the Jordan. Now, this is coming from the ministry of Moses, who knows he's not going over the Jordan, and he is talking to those that are about to go over the Jordan. He is training them and teaching them because they're leaving a land of barely enough to go into the land of way more than enough, and they've never seen anything like that. They've never known anything like that. They have no concept of it. They've been out there in the desert for all these years. God took care of them, yeah. And it's a wonderful thing that even their shoes didn't wear out. But who wants to wear the same pair of shoes for 40 years? Dear Lord. And here they are about to going over into a land that the power of God and the anointing of God and the blessing of God is going to be so strong on them that they're going to have all the shoes they want, all the house they want, all the land they want. I mean, this is a totally different concept to them, and Moses is preparing them for it. Now look in the... In the 31st chapter, and let's read with the sixth verse. "Be strong and of a good courage. Fear not, nor be afraid of them." Why? "For the Lord thy God, He it is that doth go with thee. He will not fail thee nor forsake thee." See, these are covenant words. These words are based in blood agreement between man and God. Are you listening to me? God, I wanted to get over to you this whole sense of God commanding them. God has never made commandments like that. That's the way the Gentile world accepted them. That's also the way religious-minded, Pharisaical-minded Jews accepted it. But that's not in the light of the way God made His commandments. Never. And in the teaching of Moses, particularly back in the 7th, 8th, 9th, 10th chapters, he used the word commandment and covenant interchangeably. And he did it once in one verse. I said, Lord, how can a commandment be a covenant? Thou shalt do or thou shalt not do. How could that be a covenant? The Lord said, Kenneth, I made the covenant 400 years before with Abraham. He said, now I am advising these people to live in this covenant. He said this to me. It revolutionized my whole life. I mean, it changed me forever. He said, my attitude in the Ten Commandments, he said, you don't understand it at all. He said, you think my attitude is, thou shalt not do this, and if you do, I'll kill you. Well, that's the way the Gentile world always read that, had that idea. He said, that's not it at all. He said, look at the first commandment. Don't have any other God. See, he said, I'm in covenant with you. Don't, and the Lord said this to me then, and oh my, what a change it made in me. He said, the God most people have trouble with is trying to be their own God. And it's born out of fear. How am I going to get out of this? What am I going to do? How am I ever going to raise the money to get this? How, dear Lord, what am I going to do? What am I going to do? I'm so afraid. I'm so tired. I'm unworthy. All that's based in fear. But you're still trying to figure out how you're going to do it. You didn't know yesterday, you don't know today, and you won't know any more about it tomorrow. You're not qualified to be God. You're not qualified to meet your own needs. You're not qualified to add to yourself. Jesus said in the Gospel of Matthew, the 6th chapter, he said, don't even think about clothing yourself, feeding yourself. Your heavenly Father knows you have need of these things. He said, take no thought for what you're going to wear. And he said that 5 times in 10 verses.
Amen.
Don't even think about it. Why? You're not your God. Your heavenly Father is your covenant God. So now that's the first commandment. Don't try to be your own God. Don't make the banker your God. Don't make any other your God. And then he said, and this is what the Lord said to me. He said, you know where I said thou shalt not covet, particularly your neighbor's wife? I said, yes, sir. He said, the way I said that was, what do you want to go after her for? I'm your Lord. I'm your covenant partner. I'll get you one better looking than she is. Come to me, boy. Don't go running after anybody. Come to me.
Amen.
He said, for sure, don't go stealing. I'll meet your needs according to my riches and glory. Don't go out there stealing. You're trying to be your own God if you're going to go stealing. See? You're trying to add to yourself through theft. You're trying to add to yourself by borrowing. And there are people add to themselves by working hard and saving. Well, there's nothing particularly wrong with that, but if you're not doing it in line with the covenant of God, you can't get enough jobs. There ain't enough hours in the day. You can't work enough jobs at once to bless yourself the way God wants to bless you. I'm telling you, I want to tell you right now, if you think Elvis Presley was blessed financially, that's chump change compared to what God wants to do for his people. I mean, the whole world's level is still pitifully poor in the eyes of God. Particularly if you get a hold of a little money and then it ruins your life and your family. The Bible said, God, the blessing of God maketh rich and he addeth no sorrow to it. Amen. Hallelujah. That's when God, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. Seek first the kingdom of God. Let him be God. Do what the man said. Jesus said,
What do you call me Lord, Lord for? You don't do what I tell you. Is that too much to ask? Not at all. When you understand, he's not only boss, but he's not trying to be boss. He's trying to be your God, trying to be your Father. And he's provided everything for you. And he said, now here's some things that if you do them, it's going to get you out there in Satan's territory and he's going to tear you apart. In fact, if you cross these commandments, he'll kill you. It'll make you subject to death. And you go down through them and look at them. The only thing that would keep you from keeping those commandments is fear. Well, you don't know what they did to me. Turn it over to God. Don't try to take care of it yourself. Particularly don't go killing somebody. Dear Lord.
Amen.
Well, I know, Brother Copeland, but see, you don't want to turn that over to God. You want some flesh out of this. And most of you know him well enough to know you turn it over to him and he ain't not going to hurt him and you want him hurt. Amen. I'm telling you the truth. So, when we begin to walk on the love of God, begin to walk in the life of God, Jesus said, the love commandment will cover the whole thing. And you start walking in that, start walking in the covenant of God, it casts out fear. The point, let me show you something now. I'm walking by faith. Everything's going fine. But I come up to a place where I've come onto something that I'm not sure of, and I've come to fear. That's my point of failure. I wasn't afraid back here. I was walking by faith. Glory to God. He meets my needs according to his riches in glory. I'm a giver. I'm a forgiver. And I'm not a condemner. I give and it's given unto me again. Pressed down, shaken together, running over. God and men keep on. Oh, where did that come from? Oh, and then the devil start working on you. Well, you know how you are. Well, you did this and you did that. Or you didn't do this and you didn't do that. I know how you love God. Oh, yes, I love God. But you just haven't been doing enough fasting. You just, I know it, dear Lord. Yeah, and you're not very worthy either, are you? No, I'm just so unworthy. I'm just no God. Shut up. Get back on the blood. Fear is your point of failure. And when you run into something like that, instead of beginning to exercise fear, just stop and say, no, I'm just going to be still and know he's God. In the name of Jesus, I receive the wisdom of God. Amen. So what are you going to do, Brother Coleman? What are you going to do? Nothing. What are you going to do about this? Nothing. I don't know yet what to do. So why should I do anything? Oh, Brother Copeland, if you don't do something, then do it quick. We're going to give God. Hey. I'm not God, do you understand? And when I don't know what to do, that's the time just to be still and know that he's God. He can take care of me while I'm standing here just as well as he could me, or better than he could me, running around like a chicken with my head chopped off. Amen. Because of the peace, without faith there is no peace, and without peace there's no faith. You better write that down, you might miss that. Now then, he said, again, right here in the 31st verse, or chapter 6 verse, be strong of good courage, fear not, nor be afraid of them. The Lord thy God is with thee. He doth go with thee. He will not fail thee, nor forsake thee. Now then, let's go to the book of Isaiah, chapter 41. I'm just skipping over some verses here to mark your consciousness with these words from God. Isaiah 41, verse 10 through 13. Fear thou not, Does it seem like to you he's trying to get something over to us? You'll find a pattern with God all the way through the Word 110 times. And this is just a very loose accounting. I haven't had time to do anything other than just go through the concordance and count the times that it's listed, fear not. And there's 110 times with just the first counting where he either said, fear not, or be thou not afraid. Now, 110 times. There's a pattern here. Every time God began to do something, he started it with, fear not. Stop the fear. The angel at the birth of Jesus out of the shepherds came and said, fear not. There's born unto you a Savior. Glory to God. That ought to get rid of the fear. God has sent a Savior. Hallelujah. Well, I'm afraid though he won't want me. What made you so special? Oh, I'm just so unworthy. Oh, there you go again. Dear Lord. I'm unworthy. I'm no good. I know that. God knows that. The devil knows that. Now, what else he knew? But God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. For who? Whosoever. That's who. Hallelujah. You missed a chance to shout because you're a whosoever too. Amen. Glory to God. We have a Savior. What is he Savior from? Anything you need saving from.
Take the word of faith wherever you go with the Believer's Voice of Victory magazine. Since 1973, KCM has delivered the Believer's Voice of Victory magazine worldwide. We're reaching nearly 400,000 people in 202 countries and territories on 5 continents. All absolutely free. Every magazine contains faith-building articles from Kenneth and Gloria Copeland and other guest authors. Read encouraging stories from people like you in testimonies of real-life victory. Equip your kids with powerful tools for spiritual growth in Commander Kelly's Corner. With a variety of viewing formats available, sharing is easier than ever. Download a digital copy for your tablet or mobile device. Click on the interactive magazine option where you'll find bonus content, videos, and downloads. Sign up for your free monthly subscription or download your copy today at kcm.org.
Kenneth Copeland Ministries is here to pray for you. If you need prayer for something in your life, we have trained and licensed prayer ministers who are filled with God's love, standing by to pray with you in faith and according to God's word. Just give us a call at 817-852-6000 and let us help you receive God's promises into your life.
With so much happening in the world, you might wonder if it's even possible to live without anxiety. Learn how you can live in total peace with the Freedom From Fear package, a mini book by George Pearson's called No Fear Here, and Freedom From Fear, an audio teaching by Kenneth Copeland. The Bible says that God's perfect love casts out fear. Faith will overcome fear every time. Learn to keep your heart and words aligned with what God says. When you get God's word in your heart, you have peace instead of worry, hope instead of dread, and faith instead of fear. You can be so filled with God's peace, there is no room for sickness and lack. Understand that God loves you, provides for you, and protects you. Grow your faith and declare over your life, no fear here. Then live the rest of your days free from fear.
Jesus defeated all fear and has given you the victory. Request the Freedom From Fear package free from Kenneth Copeland Ministries at kcm.org/TV special or when you call 800-600-7395. You've not been given a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. This free offer is good for 60 days. Outside the U.S., shipping charges may apply. Contact your regional office for more information.
God has made a way for you to live blessed every day. That blessing is the empowerment to prosper in every area of life, to change the situations around you. The way to release the power of that blessing is by following the commandments of God's Word. Those commandments are promises that the blessing of the Lord will work just for you. One of those commandments which activates the power of the blessing is the command to fear not. Fear is a hindrance to the blessing of the Lord working in your life. The Copelands have a gift that will help you identify fear and stop its influence over you. It's called the Freedom from Fear Package. The Bible says we've been redeemed from the curse by the blood of Jesus, and one of those curses is fear. Discover that a fear-free life is your covenant right as a child of God. He's your loving Father who's promised to provide for you in everything that you need. So fear not. Build your faith in God's love through these teachings by Brother Copeland and Pastor George Pearson. Cast fear out of your life by resting in the absolute truth that God loves you. Enjoy the fearless life He's planned for you today. To request your free copy of the Freedom from Fear package, go to kcm.org. Now, before we go, if you're not a partner with Kenneth Copeland Ministries, I want to invite you into partnership today. One of the benefits you'll receive as a covenant partner with KCM is we add our spiritual authority in prayer with you to help you overcome the things you may be facing. Kenneth and Gloria Copeland will faithfully pray over you every day. We also have licensed trained prayer ministers on staff who will pray in faith with you when you call. To learn more about all the benefits included in your covenant partnership with this ministry, go to kcm.org/partner. Thank you so much for joining us today. Until next time, this is Brother Larry reminding you, God loves you, we sure love you, and Jesus is Lord.
Kenneth and Gloria Copeland want to thank you for joining us on the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. To learn more about Kenneth Copeland Ministries and how we can help you grow in faith, check out our website for free content and resources available to you on kcm.org.
Welcome to kcm.org, your study center for victory. Stay focused on truth by reading the devotional From Faith to Faith and the one-year Bible plan every day. Keep up with culturally relevant articles and free downloads on the blog. Click through interactive issues of the BVOV magazine with links to videos and further reading. Follow along with the question of the day. Face tough questions with answers based firmly on the Bible. Get a faith boost by reading testimonies of real-life success stories from people just like you. KCM.org meets you where you are.